now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
The cops ain't likely to catch up with us, not tonight. So we can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music. And not make any wrong moves. Because I may as well tell you folks that old Ruby there with the gun, he's pretty nervous and jumpy. He's got the itch between his fingers. Let's everybody stay where they are.
Well, we can do that. Good day, America, and welcome to the Spano Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, and you, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's the toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they're taking us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. They get some love from us pretty much each and every day. They'll love us back, and that's the way it is. But we always, always, always move on to the devices because it's all about radio on the go. And, man, this is a big travel weekend. You want to carry your Spano and Black. You want to carry your Sports Byline with you. Well, Joe knows all about the devices and all the ways to do it.
I sure do, Bob, and there are a number of ways to take your Sports Byline and your Spano and Black Attack on the go. And it starts with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link on the website that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. That's sportsbyline.com. iHeartRadio, great app, Bob. You can download it to any device you can think of, and probably a few you can't, be they Android, be they Apple, be they PC. Or simply go to iHeartRadio.com. Wealth of on-demand content, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network channel. That's iHeartRadio. TuneIn Radio, very much the same thing. A versatile app you can download to any device you can think of. A wealth of on-demand content from the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. That's TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and, of course, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on Sports Byline each and every day.
Indeed, they do. Proud of it.
On the other side, Bob, we will set the table and tip off a big two-hour extravaganza on this edition of the Spano and Black Attack. We'll do it next, so keep it where it is.
With OnStar, you don't need to drive the newest model car to have the latest in connectivity. If you're not connected, now get select OnStar services free for 3 years with no strings attached. You'll get a mobile app that lets you start your car or unlock your doors from your phone and monthly diagnostic email reports. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 years of free mobile app and diagnostic services. Emergency and security services are not included. Eligible on select 2011 and newer vehicles. Visit OnStar.com for details, coverage map, and system limitations.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-quarter clearance sale. 100 million square feet of top-quality flooring is priced to move. Get incredible deals on 60 styles of North American and European laminate, including the look of oak, maple, or cherry for under a dollar. 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents. Save $2 a square foot on beautiful Bellawood 3/4-inch solid Brazilian cherry. And get pre-finished solid bamboo from $149. Plus wood-look tile, vinyl plank, and more from 69 cents. And pay no interest until 2018. The end-of-quarter clearance sale ends Thursday. So visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left. On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
And we never give up. You know, it's all about never giving in and having the heart of a champion.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano at Span 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. We got a lot to dive into today, my friend.
We sure do, Bob. Big two-hour extravaganza on tap here on the Spano and Black Attack. An awful lot of college basketball as March Madness is in full swing. Half of the Sweet 16 is in the books, the other half on tap for tonight. We'll break down all the action from last night, and we'll preview all the upcoming action tonight. That's going to be a big chunk of the 2 hours here on the Spano and Black Attack. After we're done with the college basketball, we're going to spend a little time in Cleveland, as that has once again become the center of the professional sports universe. We'll talk about their signing of RG3 by the signing of RG3 by the Browns. And if time permits, we'll even get into the latest as it relates to the odd behavior of one Mr. LeBron James. But then before we go home for the weekend, 40 after hour number two, Ed Schauder, like Chowder, the executive vice president of licensing with Steiner Sports, will talk about his relationship and their relationship with Joe Garagiola, who just passed at the tender age of 90, Bob. So we'll go in all kinds of directions with him at 40 after the hour, and we really do have a jam-packed edition of the Spano and Black Attack here.
No question about it. Do you have a feeling LeBron stands at a, you know, when he's in the pool and the waterfall's behind him and everything, and he yells, throw it to me, throw it to me?
Yeah, could be. He is, they're the same height. He is 6'9 as well. So that said, anything is distinctly possible there. And if you want...
A little bit of a talent disparity, but hey.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a couple of jokes there. One, you found the only 6'9", 280-pound guy that when he's at 280 pounds is in shape and cannot play basketball.
Correct.
Cannot even dunk a basketball at 6'9". In my prime, at 6', I could dunk a basketball. So that's pretty sad statement, really, for our friend. LeBron, no such problems. But if you want to join the friend... If you want to join the fray, 800-878-PLAY is the way to chime in. That number again to get involved, 800-878-7529. If you prefer Twitter, as many of you do, at Span56, at BobBlack71, or at SportsBylineUSA, Bob. All right, let's tip this thing off, and let's start by talking college basketball. Four games last night, half the Sweet 16 is out of the way. And going into yesterday, I talked about how all four of these games, and actually all eight of these Sweet 16 games, had the potential to be classics. Well, with four down, we have no classics in the books, as all four of the games from last night's Sweet 16 action were decided by double digits. Cute little nugget here that I saw this morning as I was getting ready. First time you had a slate of Sweet 16 games all on that same day decided by double digits. Mm. And also, all the higher seeds won last night. It's a cute little tidbit. Usually, yeah, the Sweet 16, at least, you know, during the course of the four games on one night's worth of action, a couple of them are going to be competitive. That really wasn't the case last night, as all four games were blowouts. And again, as I said, One night of action in the Sweet 16, four games, all four of them decided by double digits, first time since 2008.
Yeah, no question about it. Hey, I got a little nugget for you.
Okay, go ahead.
Oregon? Nobody on the roster from Oregon.
I didn't hear you. I didn't understand you.
Nobody on the roster from Oregon.
Oh, for the Oregon Ducks, nobody from the state of Oregon on the roster?
Yeah.
Well, that shouldn't surprise you. The state of Oregon, not necessarily a hotbed for basketball. So a team like the Oregon Ducks recruits up and down that West Coast, and they recruit California, and they recruit.
I think we lost Joe for a second there. But no, it's absolutely true. A bunch of people from California, some from Washington. You know, it's unfortunately the way this is set up with not exactly the hotbed of schoolyard basketball with the Oregon Ducks. yeah, well, you know, so they get some of their players from all over the place. But 31-6, and they took care of their business against Duke. But let's focus on the early games. And we'll start with Miami and Villanova. And 92-69. Villanova over Miami. And as we were discussing, there was just a lack of competitiveness last night. And no exception involving the overall aspect of it. You know, when you look at the game itself, there were a couple of moments. And, you know, Miami threw themselves into a zone in the middle of the first half as Villanova jumped out early. But once Villanova got its legs back under them again, they shot them right out of the zone. And there was just really no coming back for Miami. They tried to stay competitive. They kept, you know, crawling a little bit back in and a little bit back in. And at the back end of the second half, Villanova just blew the doors off, and it was off to the races. So as far as that aspect of that, you know, Villanova took care of its business. Miami was overmatched. And Villanova itself, they are pointed, at least at this point in time, at being one of the best, if not the best, shooting team in the history of the tournament. They're up over 60%. They do not miss free throws. And their three-point shooting is just off the hook. Last night, they were, I'm pulling it up as we speak, 10 of 15. They missed one free throw. And overall, 62.7% from the field, 66.7% from the three-point line, and 94.7%, a lot of sevens in there, from the free throw line. And, you know, look, when you shoot like that, you're not going to lose. I don't care who you're playing. You'd be playing the Knicks. Well, all right, maybe that's not a bad example. But no matter who you're playing, you win basketball games. R.A. was terrific last night, 7 of 11. 4 of 7 from 3. Didn't miss a free throw. 21 points. And he got them off to the flying start. But with that being said, you know, again, it just, they don't miss. Jenkins, 8 out of 10. Ochella, 7 out of 11. You know, you talk about a team that just doesn't miss. And it wasn't as if Miami was putrid. I mean, for crying out loud, 53%, 58.8 from 3. And they missed, you know, 9 out of 13, but they didn't have all that many attempts from the free throw line. Wasn't as if they were horrible, but Villanova
Bob, I don't agree at all.
But But Villanova just doesn't miss shots, bud.
They're not missing them right now. But as far as Miami not being, it's not that they were horrible, but they were never in this game. Villanova imposed their will on Miami in this game from Jump Street. Miami made a couple of small runs, and you started to think, maybe, just maybe, they can dig back into this game. And they just never did.
No.
This was, just to give you some idea, on how efficient Villanova was offensively? 1.60 points per possession. That's the best that there's been in college basketball all season long. Mm-hmm. 63% from the field. And I got disconnected for a second, so I don't know if you
I ran a lot of this, and I was actually talking about Miami's – they didn't shoot terribly.
67% from three, 18 for 19 from the line. This was a thorough dismantling by Villanova. They were as efficient offensively as any team has been this year in any game all season long in college basketball. And their run through this tournament thus far has been one of the most – they've been the best team in this tournament thus far. We'll pick it up right there on the other side, Bob, and then we'll continue our journey through Thursday's Sweet 16 action and roll into Friday's Sweet 16 action. That's all next on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black, weighing at 800-878-PLAY, or tweet us at Span56 or at BobBlack71. We'll continue right after this.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
This is Mr. Neff, Nino.
Hello, Nino.
My name is Zucchetti.
Nino, please. Mr. Neff gave me a ride from the house. I told him all about us.
Why does he have to get told about us?
We don't have to worry about Mr. Neff, Nino.
I'm not doing any worrying. Just don't you broadcast so much.
Well, what's the matter with you, Nino? Well, he's a friend.
I don't have any friends. If I did, I'd like to pick them myself. Come on.
And there you go. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of The Attack. And Joe's having a couple technical issues. You there, bud?
I'm back, Bob. I'm fine. It was just a short-term technical issue as we continue here on the Spano and Black Attack. Let's pick up where we left off, Bob. We were talking Villanova and Miami and the thorough dismantling of Miami by Villanova. 92-69 the final in a battle of a 2-3 seed in the South regional semifinal. And Villanova gets the unenviable task now of moving on to face Kansas. Lucky them.
Or it could end up being vice versa. The way Villanova's playing, and you said it before you went to the break, you know, they're playing right now, I think, and I happen to agree with you, the best basketball in the tournament as of right now. So I think you're going to see a terrific matchup.
Yeah, I mean, Villanova has been as efficient. They've been, you know, they've played the best ball of anybody in this tournament. I think we both agree there. And they've been far and away the most efficient offensive team of anybody in the tournament. And last night's game typifies that. As I said, some real great numbers. That 1.60 points per possession, that was the best in college basketball all year. That's just an incredible effort. And it was not only great work from deep, you know, being led by Ryan Archidiakono, 7 for 11 from the field. He was 4 for 7 from deep, 21 points. He chipped in with 4 assists, only 1 turnover. You know, Jenkins was incredible, 8 for 10 from the field. He was 5 for 6 from deep. He had 9 rebounds, 4 assists. He chipped in with 21 of his own. Daniel Ochefu, who is the real size on this team and really the only size that Villanova has other than Reynolds, who comes off the bench, who only played for 15 minutes last night. He was big, and he's been battling some leg injuries, but he was 7 for 11 from the field. Mm-hmm. He only grabbed 2 rebounds, but he had 17 big points. It was just a dominant effort, and right now for Villanova, the threes are falling in a major way. They're a very dynamic offensive team. They score a lot of points. They like to play in transition. You know, other than Ochefu, as I said, and Reynolds, they don't have a lot of size. And Ochefu's a good college big, but certainly is not going anywhere on the next level. Reynolds is a role-playing big in the college game. So right. It's really about what they do on the perimeter and in transition. The thing that's gone on of late, especially since they've gotten the tournament, they're hitting the three at a very, very high clip. That's not always the case for Villanova. They're one of these teams that scores threes and hits a lot of them, but they're more of a volume scoring team from deep. They're not a great shooting team from deep and don't always shoot it at a high percentage. Shooting it at the high percentage that they are right now has really added something, and they're really just playing with an offensive efficiency like nobody can match in this tournament, and that looks like it's got a potential to take them a very long way. It's already taken them to the Final Eight. They're halfway to a national title.
Yep, and you know, you mentioned the shooting efficiency and during the regular season, the inconsistency with the three-pointing. They are shooting right now on a clip on all three levels, three throws, threes, field goal percentage, to be the best in the history of the NCAA tournament. That for the entire tournament run, not just one specific game. They're on fire right now. And if they shoot like that, and we talked about the matchup with Kansas, Kansas won't be able to stop them either. Now, there's no guarantee they're going to be able to shoot like that. But, you know, certainly if I'm Bill Self and I'm looking at this team, man, it's all hands on deck. You better be on your A game when it comes to defense, because if you're not, they're going to shoot you out of the building.
You're exactly right. Well said. And a tremendous effort by Villanova. And again, Miami, I think you were right when you said they weren't awful, but they weren't particularly good in this one. And the things that Miami could do never really bothered Villanova. The length that they had didn't bother Villanova. The acumen on defense, not only on the interior but on the perimeter, never bothered Villanova.
Nope.
None of the things that Miami can hang its hat on the defensive end and looked like advantages going into this one, gave Villanova any trouble at all. It was just an incredible offensive show by Villanova, and Miami, despite their abilities on defense, both on the perimeter and on the interior, could do nothing about it on any level. And any time it looked like they had a chance to dig back into this game, very quickly Villanova went on a magical little run, and it was over. And really, most of the second half was window dressing, Bob.
Well, you know, that was really the theme with all four games, you know, with the exception of Oklahoma, Texas A&M, because there was already separation at that game. Everybody was kind of hanging around at halftime. These were competitive games. You were saying, all right, six-point game, two-point game, whatever the circumstances were. And in the second half, the teams that ended up winning just rocketed away from the other team, and no exception with Villanova and Miami. 49-32
well said,
in the
Bob.
Second half.
Well said, and that's an apt summation of that game. What do you say we move along to some of the other action in the Sweet 16 from Thursday, and then we'll roll into the Friday action? What do you say we go to the second game in that South region, and it was that very impressive effort by Kansas, 79-63 over Maryland. The number one seed Kansas Jayhawks advanced to the Elite Eight. The number five Maryland Terrapins go home. Kansas will take on Villanova on Saturday in what should be a dynamite matchup. Again, with Kansas, and we've talked about this, the whole is really greater than the sum of its parts. Now, I'm not going to sit there and tell you, well, you know, Kansas is not a talented team, because that's simply not true. They're an extremely talented basketball team. But when you look at Kansas, and there are a bunch of high recruits on there and all these other things, but when you look at this Kansas team, do you see a bunch of guys that are going early in the first round in the NBA draft and that you expect to have impactful careers?
No.
You know, even Perry Ellis and Wayne Selden and guys like that. Do you think any of these guys are going to have big-time impactful NBA careers and that these guys are going to be drafted in the top half of the first round of the NBA draft?
Absolutely not. However, what they are doing is they're playing their way back into NBA consideration as far as being maybe upper echelon guys. I mean, the show Ellis put on.
Bob, that's...
No. I got you. But I'm just saying that you know, and Mike DeCourcy talked about it yesterday. You know, they had kind of disappeared for a little while as far as their ability to impress NBA. But, you know, when you look at these guys on paper, you're not saying to yourself, this guy's going to turn my franchise around.
Right. That's my point. When you go across the court, and you look at the opposite number, the Maryland Terrapins. You see a handful of first half of the first round NBA draft picks on that roster.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Diamond Stone's going to go high. You know,
Diamond Stone's going to go high. Mello Tremble's going to go high. Robert Carter will probably go somewhere in the first round, maybe early second. Jake Layman is going to get drafted. You know, there's a wealth of talent on the Maryland Terrapins that are going to be guys that are going to play in the NBA, that are going to be guys that get drafted in the first round. And all year long, we've talked about the fact that the whole is not equal to the sum of the parts, and that Maryland, for all the talent they have and for the year they've had, they've been somewhat disappointing. We expected more out of this group than we actually got this year, and that's been something of a disappointment. With that said, this outcome doesn't surprise me, because Kansas has been greater than the sum of the parts. Maryland's been less than the sum of its parts, and this game was no exception. Maryland controlled things for, I'd say, about the first 10 or so minutes. Kansas started to dig in. They took that lead at 27-26 with 5 minutes left in the first half. They then came out, made their first six buckets to start the second half, and you can forget about it. They outscore Maryland 43-29 in the second half on their way to that 79-63 win, Bob.
Yeah, no question about it. And the lack of composure and poise on Maryland when they did get stormed in the beginning of the second half showed a lot about what we were just talking about. You know, the inconsistency throughout the season, the lack of gelling with what we consider, at least you and I, major talent. And it showed its head.
I mean, you know, you mentioned it. Diamond Stone's going to get drafted early in the first round of the NBA draft when he goes. Mello Tremble's going to get drafted the first half of the first round of the NBA draft when he leaves. Robert Carter maybe not a name you know as well as the first two I mentioned, he's going to get drafted in the first round because
yes, he is.
In the NBA, he projects as the perfect versatile power forward. He can stretch it deep and beat you with the three and be a stretch four, has a mature post game, can rebound, and has an NBA body and NBA length.
Yep.
So there's three guys right there in your starting five that are going to be drafted in the first round of the NBA draft. And you fell to a Kansas team that, while talented, certainly doesn't have any NBA difference makers on it. One was more than the sum of the parts. One was less. The one that was more moves on to the Elite Eight. The one that was less is on their way home for the season and figuring out what the next phase of their life is for some of them. On the other side, Bob, we'll continue our journey through Thursday action in the Sweet 16 and start looking ahead to Friday action in the Sweet 16. That's all next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Let's do some simple math. Say you get the Discover It card and you earn $100 in cash back. Now multiply it by two. What do you have? Well, $200 cash back. That's right. Now when you get the Discover It card, we'll automatically double all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. And there are no limits on what you can earn. It might just make your love for Discover double. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you'd treat you. Apply now at discover.com/double. Exclusive offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
You know that non-bank private equity business loans are not for every business. However, billions of dollars have already funded across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for BusinessLoansNow.com, where they focus mostly on monthly cash flow and not personal credit. If your business could use funding in less than 48 hours, I encourage you to visit BusinessLoansNow.com to find out how much your business could qualify to get.
Helping your business is what we do. BusinessLoansNow.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You know, it's the same garbage from last week's game. I'm beginning to recognize things.
You're back with the attack. I don't know. We're talking the same garbage from last week's game, but we're certainly getting into it here in the attack. And, you know, look, dominance last night. It was the theme of last night's game, last night's games, plural. And, Joe, it was impressive by all the winners.
You're absolutely right, Bob. And, again, Kansas, we were talking Kansas last segment. Kansas is 79-63, dismantling of Maryland. It's the only way I can describe it.
That's the adjective of the day.
And if you're not sure of the level of dominance here, Let me give you a couple of things here. Let me just give you an idea. And look at the guys we talked about and where they're going in the NBA draft for Maryland. Guys like Robert Carter, guys like Jake Layman, guys like Diamond Stone. I just want to give you something. Maryland out-rebounded by Kansas 43-28 overall and 22-8 the second half.
Yeah.
Just think about that. You know, Layden Lucas is a nice player, but there's no chance he's getting drafted in the NBA. Again, we talked about Perry Ellis and what he's done as a four-year guy at Kansas. Again, there is no excuse to get out-rebounded 22-8 in the second half. Points in the paint as well. You talked about Diamond Stone. 40-28 disadvantage points in the paint for Maryland. That tells you all you need to know about one team being greater than the sum of its parts, one team being less, and it's the big reason why Maryland's going home, Bob.
Yeah, it's fair. And, you know, there's got to be a lot of want-to when you're in the tournament. And, you know, it's not to say that these guys were intentionally slacking or anything else, but Kansas really out-efforted Maryland. You could see it on the defensive end, and you said the disparity in the rebounding totals.
Or that's disparity.
Disparity is big time. That's big time. There's no way those guys should have been out-rebounded by that much. Now, some of it was foul trouble, but a lot of it was just positioning and effort. Rebounding is effort.
There you go. Well said. And if you're not sure about the want to and you think the numbers lie, go back, look at the game, look at the 50-50 balls and see who got them all.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
What do you say we move on to the West region? I think we've covered the South region from Thursday night about as well as we could. Let's move on to the West region. And again, we've said dismantling, you know, dominance, theme of the night. Number two seed out of the West region, Oklahoma, all over Texas A&M, 77-63 in a game that was not as close as the final tally would indicate, Bob. A&M in the first half, man, they couldn't get shots to fall. And then they compounded it by not getting good looks and taking bad shots. And they found themselves down big, almost 20 at halftime.
Mm-hmm. Better team won, flat out. And on a night where they didn't need Field to be the elite of the elite of the elite, he did his job. He rebounded like a demon. Committed some turnovers, but the better team won is basically what it comes down to. And
I don't know that I agree with that statement. That's a very bold blanket statement in a battle between a two seed and a three seed, the team that won 28 games this past season. That's a very strong blanket statement. I don't know what it's based on.
Well, it's based on the conference level of play in the conference, for one thing. And also, I just think, as far as overall talent, I like the fact that the Oklahoma Sooners have the best player on the floor in Heald. And I think that ultimately Texas A&M is more the sum of their parts. Oklahoma just has a little more talent. I'm not disparaging anything that A&M did. They had a terrific season. But I didn't expect it to be this much of a blowout. I thought it was going to be a closer game, but I thought Oklahoma was going to prevail.
I think the level of talent between these two teams is very comparable. Didn't show this night, but, you know, when you look at a Jalen Jones, a Tyler Davis, a Danielle House, you know, Alex Caruso, these are quality players.
They're very good players.
A&M is a very, very versatile team when they're playing good basketball. They can beat you from deep. They can beat you in the post. They can beat you in transition. They're a very, very versatile team that has depth and can do a lot of things. You know, I'm not saying that Oklahoma is just the Buddy Hield show, but, you know, you're talking Ryan Spangler's a solid player, but not great. Kareem Ladin is an okay player. You know, they're very good in their backcourt because it's not just Buddy Hield. Isaiah Cousins, no. Jordan Woodard, those are terrific players. Baby Hield, who I like an awful lot, the kid James, who looks like Buddy Hield when you look at him quickly. But I don't think there's much of a disparity in talent between these two teams. I just thought one team played exceedingly well in Oklahoma, and one team played poorly in Texas A&M. And in the second half, when they started going on these runs and it looked like they were going to get back in the game and they started getting committed to getting the ball inside to Tyler Davis and they started getting some drives to the basket by Jalen Jones and Daniel House, every time they got close, Oklahoma stemmed the tide, went on a mini run of their own. And you couple that with the fact that when you're trailing double digits, you've got to maximize opportunities. And A&M didn't do that by leaving 11 points on the free throw line, 13 for 24 from the free throw line, 54.2%. I think that tells a big story.
Yeah, no question about it. That'll lose you a lot of basketball games. And every time they did try to make a run, it got squelched. And I think that's the mark of a very poised basketball team in Oklahoma. Lon Kruger, you know, there's been criticism of him over the years, you know, when he was at UNLV. And he's in the right place at the right time right now. It also helps to have Buddy Hield. But, you know, they are playing all-cylinder basketball right now. Like I said, I think there's a little bit difference between the talent, but, you know, we can quibble over that. They really did dismantle A&M yesterday. And, you know, when you look at that level of dominance, I was a little surprised because I thought A&M coming off their season, like I said, I wasn't knocking anything they did during the regular season. But you could kind of see it a little bit in the tournament. DeCorsi mentioned on it that they played some really bad basketball at spots during the tournament, and it caught up to them. They just were not ready when Oklahoma came at them, and they didn't shoot well. And I thought you made a great point about the free throw line. You can't shoot 54% in the tournament and expect to win a game if you're doing that from the free throw line.
Not when you're down as big as they were early. And really, the problems early were they got three-point happy after a couple fell by Jalen Jones, and they just kept chucking them up there, and they didn't fall, and they abandoned going inside, or, you know, whether it be in the post to Davis or via the dribble drive with some of their versatile wings. They fell in love with the three. They didn't take good looks. They rushed shots. Things didn't go down. They played at Oklahoma's pace. And when the shots weren't falling, it allowed an Oklahoma team who ended up being very efficient on the offensive end, shooting 49% from the field, 44 from three on 25 attempts, to take advantage of a tempo they like, build a huge lead. And as we said, you know, A&M would slice the lead, get it to a point where you said, oh, they're coming back. They'd get it to around 10 or 11. And then there'd be an opportunity to do more, but they'd leave some points on the free throw line. And then OU would get their feet back under them, go on a little spurt of their own. Next thing you know, it was back to 16, 17, 18. And really, the game was over from there. Last few minutes were window dressing, and it was a thorough, thorough dismantling. And Oklahoma played really, really well. And that matchup against Oregon should be a whole lot of fun, Bob.
Oh, no question about it, my friend. And, you know, you mentioned it, and, you know, we can't emphasize it enough. When they did have the moments where they were getting the ball inside, it paid off with those trips to the free throw line. Problem is, they didn't drop them. Yep. I mean, 24 attempts as opposed to 9. They could have sliced the margin of this game considerably and put real pressure on OU, and they didn't do it.
Well said, Bob. And just remember one thing about OU, as great as they've been this year and as good as they were last night, they live by the three. Teams like that can die by it. They've got to win they've got to win three more games to win the whole thing, and they've got to shoot it really well in order to do it, because more often than not, their advantages anywhere else beyond on the perimeter and their ability to shoot the three can be fleeting, except on the bench with Lon Kruger, one of the great coaches in college basketball. You know, you've talked about some criticism of Lon Kruger. Shouldn't be any criticism of Lon Kruger. He's one of a select few coaches to take three teams to the Elite Eight. And if you're looking at the Eddie Suttons, the Gene Bartos, the Rick Pitinos of the world, those are the coaches that take three teams to the Elite Eight. That's pretty good company Lon Kruger's in.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, bud.
No, I'm done. Go ahead.
No, I was saying I always thought the criticism was undeserved, but, you know, he caught heat until he landed at Oklahoma, and I always thought, well, you ain't watching the same game I'm watching.
All righty, Bob, what do you say we move on to the last of the Thursday night matchups in the Sweet 16, and it was the commanding victory by the number one seed in the West region, Oregon Ducks, over the number four Duke Blue Devils, 82-68. Oregon really controlled this one throughout. Dylan Brooks led the way for the Ducks. Yeah, the most drama in this game was at the end with Grayson Allen versus Dylan Brooks. That was really about the most drama there was in this game. It was a commanding effort by Oregon, and they showed that they were the better team from stem to stern, as this Duke team is a bridge team. Last year's Duke team was the national champions. Next year's Duke team is going to be a true contender for a national title. This team wasn't on that level, and once Emile Jefferson got hurt, it was obviously there were obvious limitations and flaws in this roster. It's a testament to them to make it as far as they did, number one, despite the seeding. And number two, a little good fortune from the bracket falling right sure helped them a lot to get to this point. But when they had to truly face an elite team in Oregon, they showed that they just didn't have the stuff.
Yep. And, you know, you talked about the bracket. I had them going out in the first round. I got to be completely honest. For them to get this far, it's always a testament to Coach K. And, you know, he got a little snippy in the press conference, not this one, but the previous one, where they were talking about what Duke can't do. And he said, let's talk about what Duke can do. He goes, we go to the Sweet 16 damn near every year. There's a reason for that. It's the quality of our team, the quality of the people that we bring in. He didn't pat himself on the back, which he never does. But, you know, I'll do it for him. And it's the quality of the coaching. They're always prepared. And as you said, and I think that's a very good adjective to use, a bridge team. And, you know, they weren't going to repeat this year. It was pretty obvious earlier in the year that they weren't going to. And, you know, look, I don't want to say that you have to be satisfied with this, but they're Duke. They'll be back next year.
Oh, they'll be back next year. They've got a loaded roster next year, boy. Watch out. They certainly will come into the season ranked as one of the top two or three teams in America.
No question.
And for Oregon, they take on Oklahoma in what will be a dynamite matchup again. I expect some great matchups in the Elite Eight, much like I expected in these Sweet 16 matchups. A little disappointing thus far. I don't think we're going to be disappointed in the Elite Eight. Oregon is flat out good. Again, the Grayson Allen versus Dylan Brooks thing, much ado about nothing. Dylan Brooks fired up a three-pointer late that he shouldn't have. He's better than that. He admitted he's better than that. And Grayson Allen didn't want to give him a hug as his season was coming to an end. I get it. It's all good. Let's move on. Much ado about nothing, Bob.
Yep, I couldn't agree more. You know, Coach K said something to him, and, you know, the kid agreed, and he's like, you're right. You know, when it comes from a guy like Coach K, you got to pay attention to it. And he's right. I am better than that.
Yeah. Well said. Classy act by Dylan Brooks. Well done.
Yep.
And, you know, again, some dominant efforts and some terrific efforts in Thursday's Sweet 16 action. None of the games were particularly compelling or interesting, surprisingly enough, but they could lead to some great Elite Eight action as we see all the chalk on all the higher seeds win. Tonight's matchups, I think because as disappointing as everything was on Thursday, I think we're going to get some real good action tonight in some of those matchups. And on the other side, you know, we'll kind of tie a bow around hour one. In hour two, early on, we'll get to some of those previews and preview those four matchups before we roll into some of that NFL talk coming out of Cleveland. That's all next as we take you home for hour one on this edition of the Spano and Black Attack. No flipping.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
What do you think we are, a bunch of stiffs?
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number 1-800-878-PLAY as we get ready to wrap up hour one of the Attack. You can always grab Best of Byline between 3 p.m. Pacific time, 6 p.m. on the East Coast, couple-hour block of the best programming on the network on that particular day. And, you know, Scotty makes sure it's always up there and always running and always the best of the best. So check it out. And, you know, we'll be seeing, I think, Joe, what you talked about, the best of the best tonight as well. I think there'll be much better matchups tonight, although we anticipated that yesterday. It didn't come to fruition, and that's the way the cookie crumbles sometimes. But the potential is there tonight for some really, really great basketball games.
I agree. I thought we were going to have a bunch of them last night, and just because we didn't, you know, law of averages dictates that we're going to get the best of the best tonight, and I would be real surprised if we didn't have some real exciting, compelling, and dramatic, and fantastic finishes and terrific games tonight. It's just the nature of the beast, Bob. You're not going to have an entire Sweet 16 slate of eight games, and they're all clinkers. Well, we had four clinkers, really, last night. Was one of those games truly compelling in any real way?
No, absolutely not. There's some potential for them tonight. I mean, if nothing else, the double-digit seeds, I think, will be very competitive with each other. You know, Gonzaga and the Cuse. Iowa State-Virginia is going to be an interesting matchup just because of styles. Notre Dame-Wisconsin, same deal. You know, you're sitting there a mid-seed matchup, which should be very intriguing. North Carolina-Indiana. Let's see how that one plays out.
Yeah, well, I got an interesting take on that one, and we'll get to that in hour two. We're going to step aside for the news right now here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Then Bob and I will be back at you with a big hour two of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Two Americans among the nearly three dozen people killed in the Brussels bombing. Sarah Lee Kessler says NBC News reports they've been identified as those missing New York siblings.
The family of Sasha and Alexander Pinchowski has released a statement asking for prayers and privacy as they grieve and await final closure. Alexander was on the phone with her mother on a ticket line at Brussels Airport Tuesday when the call was suddenly disconnected following a loud blast. The family's worst fears now confirmed after days of uncertainty.
Sarah Lee Kessler reporting, the man who created the Depression-era TV series The Waltons is dead. Earl Hamner Jr. passing away in his sleep at the age of 92 years old. He'd been fighting cancer for 2 years. He wrote several episodes of The Twilight Zone earlier in his career and also created the long-running 80s series Falcon Crest. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant deal today, only at Burger King. Limited time only, price and participation vary.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
The NBA talking about maybe moving next year's All-Star game from Charlotte because of a controversial new North Carolina law. The law Governor Pat McCrory signed this week limits local government's ability to enact LGBT anti-discrimination ordinances. Indictments handed up against Iranian cyber terrorists, but can they ever be prosecuted?
No matter where they are, we will try to reach them.
Seven Iranians being indicted for hacking dozens of American banks, as well as a dam in upstate New York. FBI Director James Comey says the suspects are believed to be overseas. He admits they're not in U.S. custody. And Comey acknowledges the difficulty of rounding such people up, but adds,
the world is small and our memories are long. We never say never.
Attorney General Loretta Lynch saying the attacks occurred between 2011 and 2013. The suspects working for a pair of Iranian computer companies. In Washington for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And I'm John DeMaster for USA Radio News online at usaradio.com.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Well, downtown Cleveland's going to get a major technology upgrade before the Republican National Convention. AT&T installing super high-speed internet and improved cell phone service to support the communication needs of the convention goers and the media.
It is an infrastructure that we're putting in place. It'll be unparalleled. It'll be the most robust system I think that's ever been put in place for a convention or anything else that has taken place.
That's convention CEO Jeff Larson. He says AT&T the first to sign on as a corporate sponsor of the event. Well, comedian Gary Shandling is dead of an apparent heart attack. Randy Fuller with more.
Coroner's officials said the 66-year-old Shandling was taken to a hospital from his Los Angeles home, where he was pronounced dead yesterday. Shandling starred in and produced the groundbreaking cable TV series, It's Gary Shandling Show, and
live on tape from Hollywood, The Larry Sanders Show.
His stand-up performances were memorable on Late Night with David Letterman and on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson.
Now, what's a nightmare for a dog? Did you ever stop to think about it? What, he's drinking out of the toilet and the lid falls?
Randy Fuller, Los Angeles.
Well, Christians across the world observing Good Friday today as churches across the states holding special services to commemorate the trial and crucifixion of Jesus Christ. In Jerusalem, pilgrims from around the world filling the streets and alleys of the old city. They'll retrace the route Jesus followed as he carried his cross to the Mount of Calvary or Golgotha, where he was crucified. This is USA Radio News, powered by USAradio.com.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Once we're all happy at the same time.
Well, indeed we are. Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast, at Span 56, at Bob Black 71. And, of course, at Sports Byline USA. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number at the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And, Joe, we got all kinds of platforms you can hear us on, devices. It's radio on the go. It's the future of radio, and we love to talk about it. And you've always been on the cutting edge of it.
I sure have, Bob, and I love to take my radio with me. And there are a number of ways you can take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with you. One of the ways is our award-winning website, sportsbyline.com. Well, you've got, there's a listen live link that allows you to just click on it, and you can listen to all the doings on the network as they happen. Or go to our homepage, wealth of archived interviews that you can check out. That's all on sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, great app. You can, it's a versatile app. You can download it to any of these devices that we talk about all the time. Or you can just go to iHeartRadio.com. Wealth of on-demand content, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network channel on iHeartRadio. TuneIn Radio, very much the same thing. Again, an app you can download to any device you can think of, and likely a few you can't, be they Apple, be they Android, be they PC. There's also a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and never, ever let us forget the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on Sports Byline each and every day.
Indeed, they do. Protecting our freedoms, protecting your freedoms. We never forget it, and we never will.
Well said, Bob. We've got a big, you know, on the other side, we'll set the table for a fun, lively hour here on the Spano and Black Attack. You can weigh in with your calls at 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529. Or your tweets at Span56, at BobBlack71, or at SportsByline USA. We'll tip off a big hour, too, on the other side. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Smash us together. We're the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline. You be sure to keep it where it is.
With OnStar, you don't need to drive the newest model car to have the latest in connectivity. If you're not connected, now get select OnStar services free for 3 years with no strings attached. You'll get a mobile app that lets you start your car or unlock your doors from your phone and monthly diagnostic email reports. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 years of free mobile app and diagnostic services. Emergency and security services are not included. Eligible on select 2011 and newer vehicles. Visit OnStar.com for details, coverage map, and system limitations.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators end of quarter clearance sale. 100 million square feet of top quality flooring is priced to move. Get incredible deals on 60 styles of North American and European laminate, including the look of oak, maple, or cherry for under a dollar. 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents. Save $2 a square foot on beautiful Bellawood 3/4 inch solid Brazilian cherry and get pre-finished solid bamboo from 149. Plus wood look, tile, vinyl plank, and more from 69 cents and pay no interest until 2018. The end of quarter clearance sale ends Thursday, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
My joints used to kill me.
I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I'll go home and get your shine box.
I don't think we have to take it to that extreme. Do you, pal?
No, I don't think that's a necessary step here, Bob. Let's keep it nice. Let's keep it civil, and let's keep it going here as we got a jam-packed hour two of the Spano and Black Attack. We're going to take a look ahead at all of tonight's Sweet 16 action, four games in all. We'll preview them quickly. We'll break them all down in the middle segment of this hour. We're going to head out to Cleveland. We're not going to get to LeBron James, but we are going to talk RG3 signing a two-year deal with the Browns and what that means on a number of levels. And then, at 40 after the hour, we're going to be joined by Ed Schauder, Executive Vice President of Licensing with Steiner Sports, and we'll talk about their relationship and his relationship with Joe Garagiola, and, you know, primarily through the benefit through benefiting the Negro League players. So we'll get into that and move on to some other things, not only with the life and times of Joe Garagiola, but also with the world of Steiner Sports and collectibles, Bob.
Yeah, no question about it. He's a fun guy. He's got a couple of interesting stories. And even the way that the two of them met is kind of interesting because it was not the traditional handshake, hey, how you doing? So we'll talk to him about that a little bit. But let's get back to college basketball, my friend.
All righty, Bob. Let's do it. And we'll head out to the United Center in Chicago, Illinois. It's the game that's going to tip off tonight's Sweet 16 slate. It's in the Midwest region. It's the number one seed, Virginia Cavaliers, number four seed, Iowa State Cyclones, in a game that this is really Styles making fight to the ultimate degree, Bob, in that here's the realities. Virginia, we know, wants to slow this game down. They're a great defensive team. They challenge every shot. They play that pack line defense. They're hard to beat on the boards. They're hard to score on. They try and control tempo. Offensively, they've improved over what they were the previous 2 years, but still their calling card is defense. If you go to Steve Prohm's Iowa State Cyclones, they're all about offense. They're not deep. They're only six guys deep. They're not a great defensive team. Outside of Jameel McKay, who was not this season but last season the Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year. But, boy, can they fill it up and can they score? And in Monte Morris and George Niang, do they have two of the best offensive players in all of America, Bob?
Well, we talked about it. Niang staying in and getting this additional year of experience has done him a world of good. Not that he was bad last year, but he wasn't up to the level that everybody expected him to reach. And he's improved this year, Joe. There's been more consistency. His offensive game has polished a bit, and I think that's a good way of describing it. And as you said, styles, styles, styles. If Virginia can dictate, and as we're fond of saying on this show, and you know other people have said it as well, it's much easier to slow it down than to speed it up. And if they can do that, Virginia should win this basketball game, but I'm not so sure they can.
I think they will. I know it's getting harder and harder to slow things down and easier to speed them up, especially now with the 30-second play clock. But while I love Steve Prohm and I love the Iowa State Cyclones and I love their offense, defensively they've had a lot of lapses this year, and they really rely on Jameel McKay to protect the rim. He's the only real good defender they have. While Virginia, in years past, they were brutally bad offensively. They're not this year. With Brogdon and Parentis and Anthony Gill, they have enough defense. Are they a great defensive team? A great offensive team? Heck no. But they have enough offense that they can score, and they don't go through as many of those extended droughts as we've seen in years past. So in a game where I think each team is going to have moments where they impose their will and they get what they want, I ultimately think that Virginia, having a little bit more on offense than they've had in years past, is going to be just a little too much for the Iowa State Cyclones.
I'll tell you what, that seems to be the wild card. Now, I'm just playing bracket boy here, and you know, I have Iowa State pulling the upset. But when you look at it, a lot of things tilt in Virginia's direction. All the things that you mentioned, their record against top 25 teams, against Division I teams, all the way down the line, it all favors in the direction of Virginia. And maybe Bennett has just enough offense with this group to get past it. Look, they're deserving of this number one seed, Joe. They were very impressive during the course of the season. But, you know, I'm going to go with offense here. I'm just thinking Iowa State can pull the upset. Like I said, I'm going with my bracket, and I'm going to stick to it. We'll see how it plays out. But I think a lot of the intangibles tilt in the direction of Virginia.
Fair enough, Bob. We'll go to the nightcap of the Midwest region. And that's the second of two games from the Chicago Center, the United Center in Chicago. It's a pair of Cinderella stories, as it were. And I don't know if you can really call them Cinderella stories, but they are. It's a number 10 seed in Syracuse, a number 11 seed in Gonzaga matching up in what I think is a very intriguing game. Syracuse's work in the tournament has been very, very good. Let's be fair about it. Gonzaga's work in this tournament, maybe outside of Villanova, has been the best in this tournament on a game-in, game-out basis. They dismantled a good Seton Hall team, and their guards actually outplayed the Seton Hall guards. And they come back, and they whoop up on a very, very good Utah team, who did limp home down the stretch. But what Gonzaga did to Utah was incredibly impressive. So Gonzaga comes in really clicking on all cylinders, and they're getting enough guard play to allow that front court domination to end up pushing them over the top. And I think that's exactly what's going to happen here. If the Gonzaga guards, and I think they will, they'll play the Syracuse guards to somewhere near a stalemate, well, Sabonis and Wiltshire will be too much in the front court for Syracuse. And I do like Gonzaga to take the measure of Syracuse, and what I think will be a pretty good game.
I think it's going to be a real good game, and I think Gonzaga is going to win the basketball game. However, in bracketology land, this is where I had them going out to Michigan State. So, Michigan State ain't there. So, I think Gonzaga is going to win the game, but in bracket land, I have them disappearing.
All right. Well, our brackets are blown up, so I've moved on from them because, as I said, they have more red on them than a Red Cross blood drive. That said, we'll move on to the East region. Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia, the first of the two, a number 7 in Wisconsin, a number 6 seed in Notre Dame. Again, another styles make fights contest, as Notre Dame is all about their offensive efficiency, and they are one of the very most efficient offensive basketball teams in all of America. They now get better interior play with a short but huge wingspan in Bonzi Colson. And Zach August, who has really developed into a pretty darn good player. He was always a pick-and-roll guy and a dive-to-the-basket player. He's got a little bit of a post-game now. And when he stays out of foul trouble, he can really be a big factor on the floor for Notre Dame. So they have a handful of ways that they can score points. They're not great defensively. For Wisconsin, they're very limited offensively, and it's why Greg Gard went back to the old guard way they do things at Wisconsin with the swing offense and controlling right. tempo. But they are great defensively, and they tie you up and knot you up in a lot of ways. And it's whoever controls tempo and gets what they want that will probably win this game. I'm going to favor the offensive efficiency of Notre Dame, again, in a very close contest in this one. But wouldn't be shocked, because Greg Gard's done a brilliant job coaching Wisconsin, if Wisconsin sprung what would be a small upset.
Yeah, and again, two teams very evenly matched, contrasts. I am tilting with the offense here. Notre Dame is just, they got a little magic Irish around them right now, Joe. The tip in at the buzzer, and sometimes that's enough to propel a team going forward. And they've got experience on this team in many ways, and experience will take you a long way. Neither team, I don't think, is going to be overmatched by the stage. I like Notre Dame, albeit in a very close game. Could it go the other way? Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if it falls that way, too.
Well, if it's a close game, I really like Notre Dame's chances, and I'll tell you why, Bob. Four of their last six NCAA tournament games have been 4 points or less as far as the spread and the margin of victory. So Notre Dame's used to being in these close games, and they know how to win these close games. So I think if it's a close one, it really buoys Notre Dame's chances. And I, like you, think it'll be a close one, and I think that they're going to win what is a very close game where each side will have their moments. On the other side, we'll preview the last of the Sweet 16 matchups for Friday and roll into RG3 signing with the Cleveland Browns. That's all next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. No flipping.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707, 800-949-8707.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I can't take it anymore. I have had it up to here.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano at Span 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. And brings us to the last game of the matches. And North Carolina, buddy, firing on all cylinders.
Well, Bob, you know what the key to North Carolina is? Can they shoot the three? And they've shot it pretty well in this tournament. And they've certainly, since the start of the ACC tournament, defended on a very high level. And I think those are two very important things. Because offensively, they can light it up with anybody. When you got guys like Marcus Page, Joel Berry the second, Bryce Johnson, Kennedy Meeks, Isaiah Hicks, the sixth man of the year in the ACC, they're the most purely talented team remaining in this tournament as far as just naming names and rattling off guys, but they don't always bring it, and they do struggle from three at times. If the three-point shooting keeps up and they keep bringing that defensive intensity and they play a full 40 minutes, there's very little that can stop them. But I don't think Indiana is going to go away easy, and I know they're dealing with some injury issues right now. Robert Johnson all banged up. You know, and he got banged up in their last game in the tournament, their second round matchup. But this is a far different team than they were than when they started the year. And believe it or not, losing their second leading scorer, James Blackman Jr., has in many ways been a blessing for them, because him out of the lineup has helped them improve an awful lot on defense, and it's allowed Yogi Ferrell to take over as the number one guy on the offensive end. Troy Williams helps taking some of the ball handling duties away from Yogi and allowing him to play off the ball. And the emergence of the freshman in the post, Thomas Bryant, has been incredibly important. So I think when you put all those things together, you start to realize how good a team this Indiana team is. Because the truth of the matter, we all looked at some of their bad early year losses, like the loss to Wake Forest and the fact that they got blown out by Duke, and early in their Big Ten schedule, they played mediocre competition. But if you look at what they did the back third of their conference play in regular season, they beat Maryland. They beat Iowa twice. They beat Purdue. You know, they showed that they could play and beat the very best. Well, they're the real deal. They're better defensively than they've been the last few years. They can still light it up on offense. They have post presence. The thing is, they're just not quite as good as North Carolina, and in what will be a pretty darn good game, I like North Carolina to prevail, especially if their threes are going. If their threes aren't going, this one could get real interesting.
That's it, and you know, when it comes to three-point shooting, Indiana is actually more efficient than North Carolina is, but, you know, I'm with you when you look at it, and a lot of times people fall out of love with teams for what went on earlier in the year. They also fall in love with them at the same time, and they don't recognize what has been going on down the stretch. Indiana got right at the right time. It's not only what they did in their own conference, just the teams that they were up against that they beat. They beat the elite. They're not going to be intimidated by this game in any way, shape, or form. They'll be in there. They'll be very well coached. Both of the coaches, of course, are superb. We know what Williams has done. But, you know, Indiana doesn't take a step back in any way, shape, or form as far as that aspect of it goes. And as you said about Blackman, and I think it was a real valid point, they're playing better defense. And if they can lock down North Carolina a little bit and force them out of a nice percentage with their three-point shooting, they can pull off the upset. I don't think they're going to, but would it surprise me? Absolutely not. I think this is going to be, within 2 minutes, I think it's going to be a one-possession game.
Fair enough, Bob. Again, very intriguing matchup. But don't be shocked if North Carolina has to overcome struggling from the perimeter and struggling from three. It's something they've dealt with all year, and it's been something that's brought them back to the pack at times.
Yeah, it's very accurate.
Just leave it We'll just leave it right there because I think that's a great place to end our preview of tonight's Sweet 16 action. I want to head to Cleveland, where Robert Griffin III signs a two-year deal to be a new quarterback in Cleveland. I won't say the new quarterback in Cleveland, but a new quarterback in Cleveland. Boy, the money in today's quarterback market and free agent market is crazy. 2 years, $15 million, $6.75 million guaranteed for a guy that was not only behind Kirk Cousins, but Colt McCoy.
Didn't play. I mean, you know, they're rolling the dice on this, but, you know, what does it tell you about what they think about the quarterback class? And now it becomes incredibly intriguing. You have the number two overall pick. All kinds of maneuverability comes into play here. Can you trade down? Are you still interested in grabbing a quarterback with that pick? Now, maybe not so much. What do you think of the future of this team if you do put it in the hands of RG3? All kinds of stuff going on here, Joe. He being RG3, sold the coach and the general manager that he can come in and get the job done for them. Whether it's long-term or not remains to be seen. They didn't commit long-term money, but they still did commit money.
Hugh Jackson seems very enamored with RG3. Again, it's not huge money. It's not long-term money. When you really look at it with about $7 million guaranteed, it's in essence a one-year deal. And in my mind, it certainly doesn't stop them from picking a quarterback right at the very top of the draft. But now they don't have to. They've got a lot of options, and all of a sudden maybe they can trade down and accumulate a lot of talent and allow a team that's also picking in the top 10 to trade up and get a quarterback that they crave in Carson Wentz, most likely. So there's a number of different directions that the Browns can go now, and I don't think they're locked into anything. And, if they don't go quarterback right away, they could go next year. You know, their options are wide open. But this signing, because of the nature of the guarantees and the length of the contract and the amount of dollars, really in essence is a one-year deal. If they end up drafting a quarterback and they're not thrilled with RG3 and they love the development of their young quarterback, RG3 gets cut, goes out the door. We've already paid you a one-year worth of your deal. You go out and you can go try and, try and move on and continue your career someplace else. If they like what they get out of RG3, whether they do or don't draft a quarterback, now you got a good problem that you can figure out. You have too much talent as opposed to not enough. And rarely do they have too much talent in Cleveland with the Browns.
Yeah, no question about it. The aspect of this, Joe, that intrigues me is the fact that when you look at it on the surface, they're putting the bait in the water for all the other teams to me. I mean, they want to pull the mother load the same way that the Rams did a number of years ago, ironically enough, involving RG3. And, you know, it will not preclude them from getting a quarterback, but they're so bereft of talent. I can't see them not making a trade on draft day if they get anywhere near the asking price that they're going to inquire about from the other teams.
Well, you know, for me, the big thing is if you got a chance to get a franchise quarterback, unless you're sold on RG3 being that guy, you're sitting number two. I guess I'll say it like this. If you're committed to this being a long-term rebuilding project, you don't absolutely have to grab the quarterback here, because you'll probably be bad again next year, and right, the opportunity will come up again next year. If you are, and that's a good commitment to have, because that's grounded in reality. If you're in a hurry, grab the quarterback now, let RG3 be the caretaker, and you go forward from there and see how it all shakes out. I don't know where they go. If I'm them and I can get the right price, I'm moving down. If I'm not getting the right price, I'm staying where I am, and I'm taking the best player on that board, irrespective of position. If I think the quarterback's the best player on the board, I'm grabbing him, and I'll figure it out later.
Yeah.
If I think somebody else is the best player on the board, I'll grab them and figure it out later. Because one thing you notice about teams that have success and end up drafting well, they draft the best players on their board, irrespective of need and position. When you start reaching for players to fill needs, you end up with desperate drafts that don't often pan out.
on today, March 25th, I would be literally shocked if they don't make a trade on draft day.
Okay. Nothing the Cleveland Browns do, right or wrong, will ever shock me. So,
well,
you know,
this is
I'm always amazed. I'm amazed that you said it. Well, I would be shocked. Nothing the Browns should do should shock you, because they're as unpredictable and unstable and disorganized as any franchise in the history of professional sports. Hopefully, Hugh Jackson being installed as the head coach will bring some stability to this organization. That said, I think with as bereft of talent as they are on that roster, trading that number two overall pick makes sense. If you're enamored with somebody in that spot, grab talent. But if you can move out and put yourself in a position to fortify multiple positions on that roster, I think you have to do it, especially if the price is right, just because of one simple reason. Look at how bad your roster is.
Yeah.
And with a quarterback being the commodity that everybody would be looking for to move up to get, you should be able to get the asking price and then some. It's one thing when people want to move up to number two for, I don't know, an offensive lineman, even a pass rushing defensive end. But when they're looking to move up to get a quarterback, they'll pay a premium. And the quarterback in question has rocketed up the boards, and it's likely Carson Wentz. So with that in mind, I would be shocked if they couldn't get the price that they want and then some. And if they do get that price, they'd be smart to pull the trigger, Bob.
Yeah, they got to rebuild that roster. I, you know, even though it's the Browns, everything seems to be going through Hugh Jackson. And both you and I agree, he's a stable guy to make those kind of decisions.
Well said, Bob. On the other side, Ed Schauder, Executive Vice President of Licensing with Steiner Sports, joins us next. We'll talk about Joe Garagiola and a whole lot of other things at Steiner Sports as we take you home on this Friday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Keep it where it is.
Let's do some simple math. Say you get the Discover It card and you earn $100 in cash back. Now multiply it by two. What do you have? Well, $200 cash back. That's right. Now when you get the Discover It card, we'll automatically double all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. And there are no limits on what you can earn. It might just make your love for Discover double. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you'd treat you. Apply now at discover.com/double. Exclusive offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
You know that non-bank private equity business loans are not for every business. However, billions of dollars have already funded across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for BusinessLoansNow.com, where they focus mostly on monthly cash flow and not personal credit. If your business could use funding in less than 48 hours, I encourage you to visit BusinessLoansNow.com to find out how much your business could qualify to get.
Helping your business is what we do. BusinessLoansNow.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400.
Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Phones go on hold for a couple of minutes here as we're joined by Ed Schauder, who works for Steiner Sports. He's the Executive Vice President in charge of licensing. And he joins us now on the Attack. Good morning, Ed. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Nice to have you with us.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Looking forward to this.
We are, too. You know, the late Joe Garagiola passed a couple days ago, and we wanted to get you on to talk about it because you had a very unique and interesting relationship with Joe. So let's start there, and let's talk about the first time you and Joe kind of indirectly met each other.
Yeah. As a lot of people, that I'm 53 years old, so somebody my age, baseball fan that fell in love with baseball in the 60s and 70s, I used to watch Joe Garagiola on the game of the week, and just, you know, he was the first baseball player, maybe him and Bob Uecker maybe, that actually transitioned to broadcasting. And not only that, he was also later on Today Show. So obviously I was a Joe Garagiola fan. So sometime in 1990, I started a not-for-profit organization to benefit the guys that played before Jackie Robinson broke the color barrier, called the Negro League Baseball Players Association. And I was a 28-year-old banking lawyer at the time, very boring. I wanted something to do that had a great social purpose. And I started to write letters and really advocate on behalf of the Negro League players with my partner in this, Richard Berg. And we got some press, and one of the things we had said was, nobody's helping the Negro League players. That was like a theme. So we felt an obligation to try to help the Negro League players. So one night, I'm watching Up Close with Roy Firestone as a sports fan. I probably had a girl over. We were drinking some wine. And all of a sudden, I hear Joe Garagiola and Joe Black on the show saying, what the heck has Ed Schauder and Richard Berg done to help the Negro League players? They haven't done it. And I think that I'm really drinking some really strong wine or something. I'm hearing Joe Garagiola talk about me on the television. So it was one of these surreal moments where I said, what the heck is going on here? And he's ranting about the organization and how the baseball assistance team is helping. So I decided, you know, 28 years old, I'm going to now track Joe Garagiola down. I have to speak to him and say, what the heck are you talking about? And I tried through the producers, I tried through the baseball assistance team. And then one day, I remember as if it was yesterday, the phone rings, and it's Joe. And it's like, this is Joe Garagiola. What the heck? Yeah, I heard you want to talk to me. It was like, whoa. And that proceeded for about a two-year stretch, one of the most interesting, amusing friendships. It was one of those things where Joe was passionate about what he did with the baseball assistance team. He had a view, and I didn't know this, that people were actually didn't know that baseball was helping the former members of the Negro Leagues. And he took it very personally if somebody indirectly said that comment and perhaps would direct funds away from the baseball assistance team. So that's kind of how we met, and the relationship progressed from there.
And talk about the progress of that relationship, Ed. You know, you told a great story of initially meeting Joe Garagiola. Talk about, you know, some of your other experiences with him as you've moved along in your life with him. And tell some of the other great stories. And talk about some of the other great work that Joe Garagiola has done, because he's done a lot of great work for a lot of people and for a lot of very valuable causes.
Oh, yeah. Joe was a very, very charitable guy. Here's what happened. So after that first encounter where, you know, you think somebody's pranking you, it's not really Joe Garagiola, we decided to meet. So we met at baseball headquarters. I remember Frank Slocum, who was the head of BAT, the baseball assistance team, was there. And it was surreal. You know, here you have this guy that morning was like America's grandfather talking about, you know, pasta and you know, recipes, right, in the kitchen. And then all of a sudden he's staring across me. And it was very intimidating at first. It was one of those things where, you know, he went on a 10-minute rant, you know, just literally. And Joe can have colorful language as well. And it segued at that point in time to, number one, numerous humorous stories. You know, I don't know how many people know this, but he grew up on the same block. Joe had a great line. One of his lines was, he wasn't even the second best catcher on his block, you know, because Yogi Berra was on the same block. And when Joe described, you know, what it was like in those days, he did it like a baseball announcer. It was riveting. You know, he would talk about the, you know, the R Gang or Little Rascals caps and the tattered shoes and, you know, no gloves. They would catch with like a glove that was like a winter glove, you know, playing stickball in the streets. And you just really, it was really fascinating because I had this unique privilege, really, to hear from Joe Garagiola his experiences and stories about Yogi Berra. And then, you know, we would do an event, and I'd hear Double Duty Ratcliffe talk about his experiences, you know, playing in the Negro Leagues and what it was like to barnstorm. So as a baseball fan, as a young baseball fan, to hear these stories, it was incredible. But Joe also, you know, took a liking to me, which was appreciated, and he started to give me some advice. And he said, look, stay out of the fundraising business. You don't belong there. You don't belong in the fundraising business. You know, if you really want to help these guys, do what you're doing to promote their stories. Get educational stories. You know, get their message out, and do licensing. And that to me was a buzzword that I didn't really know. I remember I was a banking lawyer, dealing with these banking deals where you stay up all night, and I was just, you know, around that schedule. I was writing letters. There wasn't the internet there. You couldn't Google. You know, so what I was doing basically was looking for ways to help. And when Joe said the words licensing, I started to investigate, and I would get a lot of phone calls from these mom and pops that wanted to help the cause. And by the way, Joe didn't even realize this, but when Joe started to attack the organization, he was really helping the organization. And I don't think he even realized that. But what Joe would do is with his celebrity status, since he was talking about it, this quote, controversy, in quotation marks, got picked up by the New York Times. It got picked up by the Amsterdam News. All of a sudden, we were relevant. And Joe became the kind of guy that, number one, we would meet and talk. I would bounce ideas off of him. He would look me straight in the eye, Joe Black as well, and said, look, we're going to hold you responsible, accountable. And, you know, he kind of, in essence, became like a friend, like a grandfather figure. But I'll tell you one thing. If Joe got angry, if Richard made a statement that nobody's helping the Negro League players, my assistant would say, Garagiola screaming on line one. And he could scream and he could rant. But he was instrumental. I realized this yesterday when I was, you know, thinking about this, that he really turned me into a licensing lawyer because I started to explore licensing opportunities for the players. I wound up becoming general counsel of a licensing company and learned the licensing business. And it really was Joe Garagiola that first planted that seed in my head. So I, in some strange way, I owe Joe a tremendous amount of gratitude for where I am right now, sitting in the seat I'm sitting in today.
Well, you know, it's interesting. And you know, both Joe and myself, Joe Spano and myself, you know, we were big fans of his, and we certainly listened to his broadcasts. As you said, he was kind of America's grandfather on the Today Show. As broad a career as he had, his passion for baseball, even when he wasn't broadcasting, I think he kind of recognized that this gave him everything in his life, and he was dedicated to making sure that he gave back. Did that come across for you?
Oh, not only that, he really, it seemed to me, him and Joe Black, to be fair to the late Joe Black as well, they traveled around the country, and they did two things. Number one, they reached out to the modern-day player to get them to reach into their pockets and contribute to the baseball assistance team. And in the process, they try to impart wisdom. I can't begin to tell you one of the great stories he told me, and I won't name the name, but there was a baseball player that had a huge contract. I'll tell you the team. It was on the Yankees. So you'll let everybody start to guess a little bit. And what he wound up doing is he built this incredible mansion. And part of what he had in the mansion was, from his bedroom there was a slide. And it was a slide, a water slide, that actually he can get out of bed, he can get on that water slide, and go into the swimming pool two levels down. He ran out of money. So this megastar baseball player that had ran out of money asked the baseball assistance team for a loan. And you know, Joe would tell these stories, and you know, Joe was very colorful, the hands movie. He says, would you believe it? So he did two things. Number one, he tried to impart on the modern-day player, and he told me numerous stories like this, you know, and you know, we would have dinner very frequently. We were both on the Rawlings Gold Glove committee together. So I really interacted with him on a regular basis, which was a real privilege. But the stories he told, two things came out very clear to me. Number one, he was trying to teach the modern player that he has a sense of responsibility to the players that played before him. And we shared that passion. I mean, to me, also, I was trying to educate the modern African-American players about the contribution that the Negro League players had to where they were, at that stage. And the other thing is, in sharing his wisdom, he was trying to educate, you know, now we all know those infamous statistics about how many players become broke after their playing days. Joe was trying to impart real wisdom. And I don't know how many people took it, but when you were in a room with Joe and he was zoned in on you, his passion came across, his caring came across, his sense of humor came across. You know, and he had a very colorful way of describing it. But you know, when you interacted with Joe one-on-one, it was a roller coaster ride. He never knew where it was going to go. One moment he's angry, next moment he's and you know, he signed a photo for me after the Rawlings Gold Glove thing that's hanging in my office right now. I'm looking at it right now. We're both in tuxedos. We have our arms around each other, and he writes, "We agree, we disagree. That's real friendship." And that summarizes my experience with him. You know, we could disagree, and when we disagreed, it was passionate. We would agree, and when we agreed, it was funny, it was humorous, it was entertaining, it was educational, it was mentoring. But he had multiple sides to him. And you know, I'm really blessed and honored to have crossed paths. And when I realized, you know, it's funny, it wasn't until I hadn't spoken to Joe in maybe over a decade at this point in time. But when I really started to think about it in preparation for this interview, I really reflected on how much he meant to me and how he helped shape the direction that my ultimate career goal, you know, path took. And he also promoted the organization, you know, by his vigorous defense of bat, maybe a little paranoid in some ways, but his vigorous defense gave us the kind of publicity that as a fledgling organization you could only dream about. You know, he had access to the media. I didn't.
Real quick, because we got under 2 minutes left. First of all, okay, we got to ask: did the baseball assistance team give this unnamed Yankee a loan? And number two, I want to know: did they give him the loan or no?
I don't. You know, something. He didn't share. I would be making it up if I told you he didn't share that. He also told me tell you very quickly. He told me a story about one guy, Hall of Famer, that actually framed his $1 million signing bonus and said, "You want to see what $1 million looks like? Look at it on the wall." And they just kind of looked at him and said, "Are you crazy?" You know, his team must have been laughing all the way to the bank, realizing that the interest was accruing in their account and not the player's account. So, but he didn't tell me the answer to that story.
I thought it would be interesting to know whether they actually lent him the money. In literally 30 seconds before we let you run, what's the latest doings over at Steiner Sports Collectibles? I know the industry is always in transition, but in about 30 to 60 seconds at the most, what's the latest new doings over at Steiner?
Well, I'll tell you, I've been brought on to lead a licensing division. I've been Steiner's outside lawyer. I've been a customer. We're doing – it's not about only memorabilia. We do events. We do corporate giving. You know, we've had events with Alex Rodriguez and Mariano Rivera, the Core Four. There's some major announcements that are coming up. We are always doing events. some really cool things, and I would encourage everybody to check out SteinerSports.com or just give me a call. You know, I'm available all the time to meet. We do tours of our facility, and it's like traveling through a museum these days. It's incredible. You never know who you're going to meet in the halls. My second day of work, I'm talking to Mark Messier, and I'm thinking, I can get used to this.
No question. Ed, we appreciate the couple minutes. Thanks for all the insight. You know, we went a little narrow focus with the bat experience, and it was a good one to know because Joe was a very charitable guy. Thanks for all your time. We appreciate it.
Hey, my pleasure, guys. Thank you. Everybody have a great morning.
Thank you. You're very welcome. Ed Schauder here on The Attack, and, you know, some insight to Joe Garagiola. I could just imagine sitting there going, wow, I just heard my name mentioned on TV. We're going to step aside, and we'll wrap up this edition of The Attack on the other side. I'm Bob Black. He's Joe Spano. Don't go anywhere.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto on the West Coast on this Good Friday. Hope you have a lovely, lovely spiritual weekend. And, you know, no matter what your belief is, I hope that you find inner peace and happiness. I'd like to thank Ed Schauder for coming on as well. Some nice stories about Joe Garagiola and quite a unique relationship between the two of them. And Joe was a man of many, many talents, and he was a very versatile guy. People don't remember. It wasn't all about sports and baseball. You know, he hosted the Today Show for a long, long period of time as you know, Ed said you could be sitting there and he'd be talking sauce 1 minute and be talking the Cardinals the next minute. He was a versatile dude, very talented guy, and really was appreciative of everything that God gave him and was not shy about expressing that. So good stuff from Ed. Great stuff from Robert out in the West Coast. Great stuff from Joel and myself. We hope you enjoyed the show today as we go into this Easter weekend. Hope you get to spend time with friends and family and enjoy the season for what it is supposed to be. On behalf of Joe Spano and Robert out in the West Coast and Ed Schauder, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody. Bye-bye now.